connection with my work in energy, in particularly which is trained in finance and management. And ADB, I think, has an important role to promote EMS in particular. Okay, so I think this session will be good because 2013, 2014, and 15, we're going to go out from Thailand to other countries, China, Myanmar, Laos in particular, in the next 2 years. So in the future, if there are some complementarity between ADB and the work we do in the last 3 years, we should be able to work together, because ADB aim, similar to my aim, right, is to promote the well-being of people in the region. Okay, so I asked her to speak maybe half an hour to 45 minutes, and then we can share some ideas. In particular, if you want to try to link this sort of work that we do in Thailand, perhaps with the work we can do together in ADB. Okay, so Dr. Arnold, please.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. For my presentation, today I will cover on this topic. And as a normal general practice, normally I have to start to let all of you know that about the Asian Development or ADB. We are a multilateral organization, and as Dr. Jira mentioned, our main mission is to reduce the poverty in Asia and Pacific. We was established in 1966, owned by 67 member countries and 48 for the region. Our headquarters is in Manila, and we have 27 offices around the world and more than 1,000 officers and for around 15 countries. Thailand was one of our founding members. And in 1966, and Thailand now is the 17th largest shareholder of ADB. Last year, ADB approved nearly $21.7 billion for the loan and the grant equity investment guarantee co-financing, and the last thing is the technical assistance. It's like the grant that we provide free to the government of our member country. ADB have a window of operation. We have both public sector window that deal directly with the government, and the instrument we have like the sovereign loan, technical assistance, and the guarantee. And we also have a private sector window. That's the window that we can help the private enterprise. And the instrument is, I think it's a bit the same but different in like we have an equity investment, non-sovereign loan guarantee, and complementary financing scheme, or we call CFS. And we have a long-term strategy we call like Strategy 2020 that starts in 2008 until 2020. That the key of this strategy, we emphasize on the three agenda. The first thing that is inclusive economic growth. Second thing is regional integration, and the third thing is environmental sustainable growth. And from this strategy, the main key sector that we emphasize for ADB activity in our member country, the first one is the infrastructure. Second is the environment, that including the climate change. And the third one is regional cooperation and integration. Financial sector is the next one. And the last one, we emphasize more on the education. And as I mentioned, infrastructure is the key core sector that we will emphasize under our study 2020. And when you mention the infrastructure for ADB, we can cover like the energy, the oil and gas, power, telecommunication, transport, urban service, and water. That is all the, we call like the infrastructure sector under the ADB. And when we mention on the energy, we also have the policy for the energy. We call like 2009 energy policy. That is the policy that mainly try to help our development country member to provide reliable, adequate, and affordable energy for inclusive growth in socially, economically, and environmental sustainable way. The three pillars for all for the implementation will be the first one, we try to promote the energy efficiency and the renewable energy. Second one is maximizing access to energy for all. And the third one, promoting energy sector reform, capacity building, and governance. Under the our energy policy, we have a clean energy program. This program, we emphasize on increased regional energy efficiency in energy, transport, and urban sector. And also, we emphasize on adopt renewable energy resources. And another objective is to improve access to energy for the poor. And this, we have many funding that can support for this program. And also the initiative for this program, we have like energy efficiency initiative, energy for all initiative, and other cost-cutting sub-program. This is the energy program that we try to promote. And NEB has expand our operation in energy clean investment. In 2008, we set up the budget for $1 billion for this energy clean energy investment. But we plan to increase that by $2 billion per year by 2013. And the main focus for the clean energy program, we will emphasize on both the demand and the supply side. Supply side will be like the new technology for the power generation or renewable energy, which include hydro power, coal generation. And for the demand side, we emphasize on the loss reduction on the consumer side of the meter, cleaner production technology in energy intensive industry, high efficiency commonly used equipment and apply. I think for the demand side, we emphasize more on the energy efficiency. It's like supply side and demand side, that supply is mean renewable energy, demand is more on the energy efficiency. And next is what project that NEB do favor to do it. That project should be like the model project, and it means that it can replicable the project, and it should be the pioneer project, and project that can influence policy from the bottom up, and the project that have a wider sector or economic impact, and also project should have the strong reduction element, that is the key. Also, the project have to promote good governance, and NEB should involve that crowded order in, and also the project should be like innovative structure or depending financial and capital market. And the last one, the project should be alignment with our country partnership strategy, or we call CPS. The CPS is the strategy that any country that NEB will get involved, we will develop the CPS first before we move any activity in that this country. For example, in Thailand, we have the CPS that start in 2005. Normally, CPS is the five-year strategy that we will work with Thailand, and under that CPS, we will scope all the sector or the activity that we will work with Thailand. Mm-hmm. And now we are in the process to develop the second CPS for Thailand also. And also it should be consist with our strategy 2020. Next is, I just mentioned that NEB have both. We have a private sector and a public sector. So, but the our financing that we can provide is the first one is a public sector loan with a sovereign guarantee to the central government. Also, we have a public sector loan with our sovereign guarantee. And we have the private sector loan. And the loan for the private sector that can provide to the project company. And all our loan is like the term loan is a bit longer, and we can provide the local currency loan also. And we also have an equity investment and the guarantee. We have both the political risk guarantee and the partial credit guarantee. Also, we have a grant for the advisory service or the grant funding that we can provide what we call like technical assistance or TA to our member countries. Back to the clean energy investment, as you can see, this is the figure that ADB has invested in the clean energy component. You can see from 2008 until 2010, we spent nearly 4.8 billion for all these projects for the clean energy component. And from 2008 until 2010, that project can around 71 million tons of CO2 have been added to this project. That is the target that ADB has worked on this. Next, I'm going to mention about the case study. The case study, first one is the renewable project. The Thailand solar project. This is the project that we got approval last year. Not last year, sorry, 2010. And I think at that time they say that it's the bigger solar project in Asia. That is around 73 megawatts with thin film solar plant in Lopburi province. Lopburi is one province in the center of Thailand. And this is the private sector project. The sponsor is we call NED, Natural Energy Development, which owned by CLP, Mitsubishi, and ECHO. I think the joint venture will be like from China, Japan, and Thailand. And the energy EPC or engineering procurement and construction contact with Sharp Company and Eastern Thai Company. And this project, they got a PPP, we call Power Purchase Agreement from EGAT 25 year under the SPPP program and automatically renewable every 5 year. This term is a long-term performance guarantee from Sharp. And total project cost is around 259 million and ADB approved in April 2010. The finance that we approved is around 70 million with the term loan 18 years at market rate, and that includes a 3 year grace period. And also we also grant provide the free money about around 2 million from the Clean Energy Fund to cover any contingency costs arising from the use of high complex thin film technology on a large scale. Because we put this money because normally the thin film technology, I understand that they use for the small scale. And this is the solar power generation diagram that for the solar project that they developed, that we have a thin film here and the transmission line here. Right. The next program that I would like to mention is about energy efficiency project. Energy efficiency project, I give example for the Philippines project that we have provide a loan. That's one to the government of Philippines about 31.1 million. That is a 25 year loan. This is to help the government to distribute about 13 million of CFL or compact fluorescent lamp to households to assist in the phase out of a renamp incandescent bulb in the residential sector. Also under this project, we also help to create the what we call super ESCO and lamp, how to manage the lamp web for this one. We expect that the project that we help the government of Philippines can expect to save about 100 million in annual fuel cost and defer the 450 million in invest to the produce about 345 megawatts of a new generation capacity. And the next one that I would like to mention is the project in Thailand. We call like the mainstreaming energy efficiency invest initiative for Thai municipality. This project is not the lending project, it's the technical assistance project. And this project, ADB provide about 1 million baht to help This one, the objective is to strengthen the capacity of PEA. PEA is mean Provincial Electricity Authority and Thai Municipality to identify, finance, and implement energy efficiency measures. That means the key of the implementing agency for this project is PEA. We help PEA to study how to save the energy for the municipality building and the street lighting. So we have a pilot project that we invite all the municipalities, not all the, we choose the municipality, about six municipalities, to do the sub-pilot project, to do the the retrofit the municipality building and how to upgrade the street lighting. From this project, our study can show that if the municipality can save nearly 20 or 50% of energy saving if they can implement to the standard energy efficiency measure, I mean change all the equipment or whatever that the standard requires. And also we provide a demonstration project with 100 LED that, and this can show, we have a record show that if we change the street lighting to the LED technology, that's why they can save about 40 to 50% of energy. This is the energy efficiency project in Thailand, and we plan to have the next phase for this one, and now we are under the discuss with the government. Next, I think this is the hydro project. This is the, how to say, is the first it's the first private sector project of NEB in Laos. It was approved in 2005, but I think this project is quite interesting because they are the project that NEB get involved in both sides. I mean, inform the private sector and from the public sector. This project is the project that development, construction, and operation of a hydropower plant using the water from the Nam Thun River. And the plant will be about 1,070 megawatts. And you know, they have 138 kilometers double circuit that transmission line to Thailand and 70 kilometers single circuit that transmission to the Rao. And this project was structured as a BOOT or Build, Own, Operate and Transfer project under the 31 year of concession period and 25 year of operation period. And the project is in the Lao PDR and is in the center of Lao PDR. And as you can see, this project, they set up the company called Nam Thun 2 Power Company. And this company is shareholder by all these four. The first one is the EDFI, is the Electricity Fund International, and ITD is the Italian Thai company, and ECO is the Thai company, and also the shareholder is the Lao Holding State Enterprise. This is the key shareholder of the Nam Thun 2 Power Company. Also, Nam Thun 2 gets the concession agreement from government of Lao and the land lease agreement from Lao. And when they produce the power, they sell the power nearly 90% to EGAT, to EGAT on the high side. And the rest 5% used in the country. And they have a contract, I mean technical assistance service agreement with EDF and ECO subsidiary and ESCO. And also they have a big group of the case construction contract. As I mentioned, this project, they sell export the electricity to Thailand 95%, and for domestic use, I mean use in Lao PDR about 5%. And the commercial operation start in April 2010. And under this contract, our asset will be transferred to the government of Lao free of cost after the concession period. That means in 2034, and this project is quite the big project, about 1,450 projects, and majority of the total cost, 49%, is for the construction cost. And this project, NEB provide, as I mentioned, we provide both on the public loan about 20 million, and on the private sector loan about 50 million. And and we also provide a guarantee for facility about 50 million also. And this is the financial structure. As you can see that this is the number two power company, and this one they got the equity investment, and ADB also provide the direct loan as I mentioned to the government on the public sector side. And on this side, we call like on the private sector side, which ADB also provide the loan, and we also provide some guarantee for this. I think this project, the structure is very interesting for this, for study on this. Okay, that is for me. Thank you.
You know, if I would like to add that first, ADB has a very important role in energy infrastructure, especially building so many plants like hydro in Namthern, some solar in Thailand. Okay, so investment in from ADB, and luckily ADB now allow for both sides, from private sector as well as public sector. For example, in Namthern, some go to government, some go to Itau Thai, right? Because construction cost is going from Thailand, okay? And also ADB interested in not only loan, ADB also has grant and technical assistance. You know, I used to be consultant to World Bank when I was younger, so I think in the future, our group like us, the way we play, we have to rely on some ADB technical assistance or grants that each government in GMS may borrow money, and yet some of the technical assistance and grants could be able to do what we call on capacity buildings, human resource development, as well as there is new word in this area called governance. Governance is the way we manage project in the transparent way. Okay, so I think now we can merge our work together, because we, on behalf of foundation, we in between government and private sector. So people in this room, some of them from government, some of them can come from, I hope, from private sector as well. For example, from Myanmar, two of them from private sector. In China, from NGO. In Vietnam, there are somebody also from non-private sector or non-government sector too. Okay, so I think this is a good opportunity, because I told her already that we will try to discuss with ADB, but instead of me explaining everything to them, I want Dr. Ranut to know what's going on in the last 3 years of my work, which I did for Royal Government of Thailand, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Thaika, right? Thaika is government. But they allow me to conduct this workshop for 3 years, and I think we want to emphasize that we believe in energy conservation, and lately we also believe in capacity building at municipality level, as she showed you. There was one project, very interesting, between PEA and the local government, to look at the way we can save energy on the street light, as well as the building in the office. You know, there's so many offices among the local government. So I'm happy that this sort of project, maybe one day, I think ahead, in the field of human resource development, human capital development, in terms of innovation in education, maybe universities, in the GMS country can combine together to produce engineer that go to renewable energy rather than the main energy sources like coal power and nuclear power, because Thailand doesn't have the chance to do that. But at the same time, if China and Vietnam want to go ahead with nuclear power, then they can finance some engineers in this area. So I think I can see that if you look at her PowerPoint, they're divided into several sectors that ADB can finance. But in our work, we cut across several sectors. We can have infrastructure, investment, energy is part of it. We can be on education. I think we can be on social sector also. Okay? So I think we now have opportunity to meet the real ADB. In fact, foundation for about the early part of my work, we already had worked with ADB for some of the human resource project, but unfortunately the current regional person has left to another country. Now he's come back, so and now he know my project. That's why he sent Kun Oranut. It had been somebody else, they probably consider this project irrelevant to them because it's nothing to do with ADB. But ADB mainly deal with finance ministry, right? Deal with government. So I'm so happy that we have a chance to have the chance to discuss with her. So now everything in your hand, okay? For example, China, if you want to organize 2013, if you want to explore some support from ADB, we can discuss with Kun Oranut, and then in Laos 2014, because the kind of work we do is in soft skills, you see, not in only in infrastructure. The name of my foundation is Human Resource International Development Foundation. It's International Human Resource Development Foundation. My foundation doesn't tell you anything about energy, doesn't tell you about infrastructure. And Jila Hong Le Ram Lok is well known for human capital, right? That's why we want to use this opportunity to enhance both on the supply side and on the demand side. And I think on the demand side, energy conservation, the way we have to talk about the kind of development in the future where we use energy intensity less than before, and the kind of Thailand make mistake by inducing so many heavy industries into Thailand and consume 70% of energy through industrial development. I mean, those mistakes, China and Vietnam have to be careful, because the kind of energy used in Thailand in the past is to meet foreign investment demand so much that now we realize that we have to go through the king's philosophy. Maybe the future of the world is to become a bit more sufficiency economy, where investment in infrastructure will be less than investment in people, capacity building in people, and understanding the management of energy and even management of water is very important. Okay, so I like to open the floor for discussion. If I'm here, there will be a lot of debate. You know, I want to hear some of your ideas.
Electricity generation.
you. That policy is quite clear, mentioned that NDB will not finance any nuclear project in our member country.
Thank you. Next, please. Because we will finish by four, so each country can consult in the teamwork first.
I am the delegate from Lao. What I would like to ask you a little bit about the solar grid. Which supplies directly from the panel to the household, or is that you have to store it in the battery after that you supply to the household? If you do like that, do you have a good technique? Could the fix for it, the maintenance is on? I do understand. Okay, it's the now that I saw it, the piston you have to the solar grid. Yeah, solar grid. What because it's in my country now that we plan to do that, yeah, solar grid in the rural area. But it's before you supply to the village. You supply the direct from the panel to the transmission line after that to the village, or you have to store it in the battery after that you supply to the village?
I think you talk about solar cell,
yeah.
Not solar thermal. See,
yeah.
There are two kinds of solar. So he asked whether ADB is willing to finance all the process from the plant to factory and to the household. Do you willing to finance all the process, or do you have any limit?
Normally, back to the question that how it be financed for solar project. Normally, this is the project is for the private sector project, and for the private sector, they have the cap for how big the project that ADB can get involved, because sometimes the project is too small. So we don't have any resource person. So that's why, especially for the private sector. So that's why if the project is like, as I remember,
too
the
small.
Yeah, too small.
Okay.
Yeah.
For solar, if it's too small,
mm-hmm.
ADB probably won't finance. So
yes.
You need a certain amount of magnitude of solar
cell. Yeah.
What's the minimum?
They have the figure for the total project cost about 30 million, but that one is more flexible because, but it depends on the nature of the project also. But I just would like to explain more that sometimes the project, as in Thailand, we have like the scheme that we call VSPP project. That's the project that the capacity is less than 10 megawatts. So that size of project, if sometimes you can bundle of that kind of project, so it be quite interesting to support for this project also. But I would like to say that it's not exactly that the small project ADB will not get involved, but it depends on the nature of the project. But if small project, but it's a good potential and, you know, good financial and economic analysis. So when you can bundle the project together, then sometimes you can support for this also.
It means that ADB is willing to finance solar plant, but if it's too small, and it may not be economical. So if Lao want to start solar cell plant, all the process from solar to household can be financed, but the amount per plant should be quite medium upward. So, but she said if it's small, if it's a good rate of return on investment, are you planning a solar grid in Laos? And have you talked to ADB? Okay, maybe you can explore with ADB in Laos.
Yes, right.
Okay, thank you. Next, please. Thai delegate, can I ask a question to in the back? Come on, get from Langan Hotel. You know each other. Like calling questions.
Could you tell me? I want to know about the method when you support the project. The method.
Can I start like this? As I mentioned that ADB, we have two windows of operation. One is the public sector project. Normally for the public sector project, we will deal direct with the government, and it depends on the issue. If some project, we also deal direct with the DD department also. It depends on the project, and normally what the project that ADB will get involved is based on the request by the government. So that would like ADB to support for this project. So we will work with the government. But for the private sector project, the method that the private can propose the project to ADB, and we will have we call like initial screen the project. If the project meets in our criteria, as I mentioned, the criteria that we just mentioned that, and but the key one is that it should consistent with our country strategy partnership also. As in Thailand, our CPS, we call CPS, we have set up the target that, okay, for the national level, I mean the activity in Thailand, we will develop in three sectors. One is the infrastructure, second is all the environment issue, and the third one is about the capital market. This is the main three sectors that ADB will work with, work in Thailand. This kind, and I think it depends on each country because the country partnership in each country may be different. It depends on the need or objective of that country.
By the way, for the delegate, the lady in the back, she joined us from yesterday. She's from the Department of Renewable Energy. So if you have a chance, still you can talk to her, okay? And we have Kun Benny, who independent thinker to join us. You see, this is the life getting together between our project and ADB. So we should get together. I think after this, each delegate should also discuss with Kunarunut indirectly, because ADB is like big office. Foundation is like small office, right? And you understand that small sometimes can be relevant and significant, especially in the future of the world. For Thailand, I'm so happy that ADB is now financing project on environment. Actually, this time, many of our delegates enjoy understanding about the impact of environment from energy sector, and especially many countries are the latecomer. In fact, Professor Wang has talked to me that some area in China, the environmental so bad before because of coal mining activities. So we want to do research together, okay? now China, when they're opening up to the world, they have to start cleaning their environment, right? So next time when we go to China, we're going to try to discuss with one another, okay? So any other questions? Yes, China.
Hello, hello. You know, we in China we face a lot of international issues. You know, we have a lot of projects to recover the environment. I want to know why. How could we get financial support from ADB? The financial support from ADB. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good
question. Yeah. And by the way, I want to know the procedure, you know, apply to the financial support. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, for China, I think China, we have a big problem in China. And also, as I mentioned, that HB, we have both sides, public and private sector. So I think because, let I start, I form a Southeast Asia department. And we have the another department, it's a Central Asia that, not Central Asia, the department that take care for China country. So the process that you can ask for the funding to support any like the project that you mentioned, I think the way you can contact direct to the office in China, we have a big office, bigger than Thai office in China.
Beijing,
yeah, in Beijing. Yes, right.
Yeah,
oh.
ADB office in Beijing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And he said ADB has a big portfolio for China, especially in environmental.
Yes, right.
Upgrading.
And also, if like for some private sector project, we also have like the big portfolio for the private sector project in China as well.
Okay. By the way, I want to know if the project was from government or NGO.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like NGO, our non-government organization, we wanted to also
borrow.
Yeah. So.
I think it depends on the project because I'm not sure if NGO borrow. How you gonna develop if you have the project? Because
yeah.
I think normally for us, we looking for all the project we call like project finance.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the kind. I think it depends on the project that you propose to us. Mm.
I think
for our group,
the
best way is to get GMS technical assistance grant in human resource. In community development, in environmental protection, because our group are not responsible to borrow money, but ADB is good in providing technical assistance, and then if they have some people to come and work with us, say in capacity building, in governance, in sufficiency economy and things like that. I think they can learn from us too, because we are sort of in the field, right? And we get together for already more than 3 years. So I think when in the future I will represent you to discuss with ADB, especially when she know that what we're doing here, okay? So one, they understand what we do, then the foundation through GMS group can talk with the government in Thailand, right? And then maybe through grant and technical assistance, especially in human resource development for GMS and not for me. I'm not going to work for Thailand. I have enough work in Thailand, I do every day. But today, I want to develop human resource capacity building at national, local, at community levels, see? Because the future of the world environment and energy. It's about sustainability. So ADB still have to learn how to survive in the long run, because if you keep investing in infrastructure only, they'll be in trouble because there will be more global warming and things like that, right? So I'm sure in environmental sector, they can understand that. But in infrastructure sector, they still want to invest in coal power, hydroelectric power, or whatever, except nuclear, right? So ADB, they have to go across silo also, silo we call it. Each segment, they have so many different sectors, right? So I think we are already crossed over all the activities in energy from academics, private sector, NGO, and government. Okay? So I think Khun Aranut, I'm sure she was very kind enough to come to see us. And I will send her my report this year. We're going to have a very good report linking all the country together, and then we'll send her the last two reports, including what we agree. For example, she will be surprised when you study here 20 days, and nobody complained when they came 20 days, and very intensive 20 days. This time already about 11 days, 10 days. Okay. Vietnam.
I have two questions for you. For the first question is, if we had an energy efficiency project and ADB want to support for the project, you will support directly to the project, or you will support via the government or via the commercial bank? Do you understand?
Yes, for the energy efficiency project, as I mentioned, normally you mean support, provide the lending or provide the technical assistance, right? Because, I'm back to the project that I work with the power of PEA, Provincial Electricity Authority of Thailand. That's the project that we talk with PEA and we develop project together. And when we set up the project, ADB provide nearly $1 million to
$1 million US
to do all the study. And for the PEA, they just provide the staff, the office for us to have a meeting. It's like the in-kind is my no money to support for this project, and we develop project together. This kind of the support that we didn't give the money direct to the government. This is the kind of the technical assistance that we provide to the PA, but we use that money to hire the consultant to help to study for this project.
Okay. Your question is very good. If we want to promote energy efficiency or energy conservation, we can do individual country like we did in China, or you can do in Vietnam. But it's possible we can do on behalf of GMS, because there's so many similar concerns on the demand side, right? I mean, you cannot expect only the supply side, because we now have to know that energy demand cannot go up forever, so we can save some energy. We talk so much about saving energy, but we don't implement it. So Vietnam can ask technical assistance to ADB in the Vietnam office in Hanoi, I think. And then if you like this project, we can have GMS efficiency through ADB also, because ADB financed several GMS projects itself. Okay. So for Vietnam, you don't have to borrow any money. It's a technical assistance. But you have to think about a project, something similar to PEA, anything that can reduce the use of electricity in Vietnam. then you can have technical assistance up to $1 million.
I don't talk about the facilities, but I talk about the investment for the construction. If we had the project like wind power, wind farm or something like that, so in this case, IDB will support directly for the investor, or you will support with the commercial bank. That is the first question. And the second question is because you said that IDB don't support for the small project because the efficiency of the investment. In Vietnam, we had do you know about the IC International International Corporation belong to World Bank? They had a fund for the energy efficiency project. They had big money, but they don't support directly to the investor. They support with the commercial bank. So that they can support for the small project and yes, they don't have to control in the money. They just fund to the commercial bank, and commercial bank will do the study and just the proposal or something like that. So they can support for a lot of small project, because normally the energy efficiency project is small, not like the for construction of the hydropower. So that they, with this option, they can support for a lot of high project. So
yes, I would like to say that yes, and we also can do it on this if that project is like a small project, and we just provide the lending to the commercial bank, and commercial bank can to provide all the lending to all the small project or small investor. We also have plan to do it with what we call the co-op for some sector, but that is in the process. Yes, as back to your first question also, for the project, if you have the project, but normally we have co-financing with a commercial bank also, because for each project that ADB provide the lending, we also have the limit for each project. But some big project, we may need some commercial bank to do a co-financing together. Uh-huh. So that's why it's another kind of the project that we can co with the commercial bank, also with the World Bank, like the project in Nam Thơ 2. As you can see, they have many co-financing with all the banker or with all the development bank together.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I want to share some information. In Vietnam, IDB also subsidize for some facility study project for some sector like cement sector and steel sector, and because I work on this project for the first phase for the facility study for the energy, carry out the energy carbon solution, but the second phase is the investment. I don't know about that because I stopped at the first phase, so I just share the information. Thank you.
Yeah.
Two more questions from Vietnam. Just following my colleague's question, I just ask you one question. You know nowadays Vietnam is become a country which have GDP per capita higher than $1,000 per year. And I would like to ask you the policy of ADB. Which have any different policy with a country like Vietnam, which have GDP per capita higher than $1,000 per year?
As understanding, now Vietnam is we call as a middle income country, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. If the GDP more than $1,000,
yeah.
And it is the big picture for ADB. We have a policy that. The lending that we provide with the country, like some country we have a special loan we call like the ADF loan with the country that still be developing, I say like that. and some countries like the middle income country, also Thailand, is now we are the upper middle income country. For this Thai, I mean for this country, I mean middle income country, the support for ADB is another source of fund we call the OCR fund. That the rate for both countries will be different because IDADB look at that the middle income country also more developed, they maybe don't need more help from ADB when compared with the country that is less than the middle income country level.
Okay. Okay. So you, this is an interesting discussion. I was expect only 1 hour discussion. Any other more? Because when we break out finished, we can get together with her, and to get to know her is very important. And then there are ADB in your own country. But the project we have is GMS with ADB, not GMS. Not individual country. I know Thailand borrow money from ADB already. Okay, but I was expecting that could Dr. Arunut would understand my foundation and my work in human resource in capacity building, so that we can expand work together in the future. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Let me ask. I have two questions. One is, when you consider the finance to any country, you have look into the good governance. My question is whether you look into the case of development and ethics of the financing. Ethics mean that the project must be sustainable. When you move the people out of them, there must be richer, not poorer. The second question on the solar project in Thailand, you mentioned that supposed to be the biggest project. I would like to know the progress, problems, and what is the achievement of this project.
For the first question, I think as we are the development bank, but we are development organization and we also be a bank also. But anyway, on the development side, I think that all the issue that you mentioned, all the ethics or whatever, we, I think for ADB side, is the big criteria for us also. Because as you know, all the projects, we will have the team that we call the DAM project. We have a resettlement team to come and see any effect that will be with the people in that area, and we have the environment team. So for ADB, one project, we have many teams that to get involved, not only for to develop the project, but we will have many issues that we have a committee to see all these issues. I think that the ethics issue will be the key also when we consider the project. And for the solar project, now as I know that it start operation already, and the key, I think the problem for this, the key for this project, as I know now, the project move very, I think it's very good because of the technology, and now for the solar, the technology, the price is decreased, but the issue will be like the answer that the government support for the solar project. This kind of the subsidized, I think they have the term for this project. I think this is another the one key of this project also. But overall, I think this project performance is quite good for this project.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. You know, as organizer of this workshop for the last 3 years, today I can learn that there's so many information and knowledge accumulated by ADB, even though they were in the infrastructure big project. But in the future, I'm sure ADB will come to long-term sustainability as well. He talks about good governance. He talks about capacity building. Maybe ADB already thinking about community participation, as Khun Royon and Dr. Sumedh said. Because energy efficiency in the future have to come from the wisdom of people and the way they use and the way they manage their knowledge among each other. Even myself, I thought I have done something good for Thailand, but I have not invest enough at the village level yet. I mean, I go to Obato, Thesaban, yes. But at community level, as His Majesty the King has done with the work of Dr. Royal, we can work together. So I think in conclusion, we can learn from them, but at the same time, I'm sure a good consultant from ADB and official role at ADB also have to open eyes for different kind of development, which is driven by the need of people and the need of social structure, you know, like as many of you know that ECAP, if they still work as engineer, if they don't catch up with the social demand from people, one day ECAP will not have anything to do, because whatever they do, nobody agree with it, right? As you probably know, I'm sure she knows a little bit about that. So I think in energy, it's no longer about engineering. It's not only about technology. It's about the participation of people. I'm sure ADB is not in the role of finance ministry only. It's about how to participate. She used the word bottom-up, right? Bottom-up. Bottom-up is easy to be said, but difficult to implement. Okay, so I'd like to express Khun Tham Long, please.
Thank you. We have learned a lot from her, and she offered to have dialogue with her. It was a particular letter that on the occasion where I was expected from Laos to present the token of civilization.
Thank you.
Okay, this is the last session for today. Please collect the money from our secretariat for dinner. Coffee break outside. Okay, please collect the money for dinner and then have a coffee break outside the room.
Okay.
No, don't reach free time. Please, free time.